Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I want to say good afternoon to our buddy, Steve Weiss from NFL Network. He joins us on a weekly basis. It's been so much fun all season, Steve, and I just want to give you a big shout-out, bro. Appreciate everything and all the time you've given us this year. We got to start with the big story coming off the weekend, and that is the Cowboys. Number one, what did you make of the ending of the game? Number two, what are they going to do about Mike McCarthy?
Well, I mean, the ending of the game, they just, you know, they mis-executed. They first off, the play call, I was stunned by it. I mean, with that little time on the clock to run it and then try to get up and do a hurry up, that's just putting, to me, too much at risk. If I'm Dak, I get that play call, and I'm everyone else, we're audibling, we're taking a shot, we're doing something else, we're doing a sideline pattern. And then just the way it happened, you know, it was clumsy. They can sit there and blame the ref all they want for getting in the way, but the ref executed it the way it's supposed to be. The official has to touch the ball before every snap. Watch every play, and it happens. So they blew it, but you know what? They can blame everything on that. 14 penalties, didn't run the ball well. Dak wasn't great. They mis-executed too many times in that game. They hurt themselves too many times. As for Mike McCarthy, it doesn't look like he's going anywhere. And what's going to be interesting is if – Dan Quinn and Kellen Moore get head coaching jobs. And Dan Quinn, trust me, is one of the hottest candidates out there. He's probably going to get a job, and maybe Kellen Moore. So then what does Mike McCarthy do? You know, because, look, I know people down there on that staff, and they've told me that Dan Quinn, what he did to get the players to play that they did at that level all the way around on both sides of the ball, he was a huge, huge reason why Dallas made the strides it made.
It's amazing, man. The right guy at the right time in that right place. I just still think it, you know, I heard the players say how much they love playing for him. The guy said the same thing here. They're better players in Dallas. So do you think that Jerry is going to keep to make sure Quinn doesn't lose Quinn? He'll move on from McCarthy.
No. No, I don't think that happens. I think he's going to stick with Mike McCarthy. And if he loses Dan Quinn, he'll say, okay, look, whoever wants to come coach Micah Parsons and Randy Gregory and some of these studs, we got a great opportunity for you. I mean, look, Dan Quinn did a great job, but there's some other defensive coordinators as well who come down there and make some noise with those players.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, talking about the NFL playoffs wildcard weekend, which, you know, Steve, we were talking about this, kind of debating back and forth on whether or not the games, you know, were weak sauce across the board, all the way around. Obviously, you had some interesting finishes. But the game last night, and you know, I said he finally got the monkey off of his back, and I'm talking about Matthew Stafford. He didn't play lights out, but he didn't make mistakes. And I think, you know, for Matthew Stafford, who was 0-for-3 in his career in these playoffs, now he can finally take a deep breath and say, okay, but his team is really good. The Rams are really good.
The Rams are really good. And look, Matthew Stafford only threw it 17 times. He was 13 of 17 last night. The Rams ran their offense the way they want to run it, which is to run the ball, set up the run action, and everything flows smoothly because their passing game, the plays look just like their run plays. So you can really out-scheme a defense. When they've gotten in trouble is when they fall behind quickly, and then they give up on the run, and then some of the coverages the teams use confuse Stafford, or they put in, you know, too much pressure on him. He tries to throw a hero ball, and he throws an interception. But it is a very good team. Again, the big thing out of this to me is all the acquisitions that they made, Matthew Stafford, Sony Michel, Von Miller, Odell Beckham, to add to Jalen Ramsey and Aaron Donald, they all showed up. The stars showed up that helped the ancillary players really step up, and that's why they look so good. And so we'll see if they can do that against Tampa Bay this week. They've matched up well against the Buccaneers the past 2 years. So this could be a really, really good game.
Yeah, they beat him earlier this year by 10. Steve Weiss is with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline. Just real quick, speaking of Odell Beckham Jr., does that make Stefanski and obviously Baker Mayfield look like nitwits that they couldn't get this guy in the end zone at Cleveland?
Well, remember, he was hurt up there, too. But he wasn't happy. You know, talking to people about, you know about Odell and his time in Cleveland, they were just like, he didn't like being in Cleveland. He didn't really care that much for the organization. So now that he's in L.A., remember, he wanted to be in L.A. years ago. When the Giants made him available for a trade, the Rams were in on it. They were really, really tempted. But that's when Odell's money was really high, and they said, you know what, we're not going to do that. And they signed Brandon Cooks instead. They traded for Brandon Cooks instead. And so the fact that he is finally here and these teams are finally united and they didn't have to pay a ton of money for him, it works out. But look, he's got 6 touchdowns since he's been here. He threw one last night. He looks as good as he ever has. And now that he's really, really indoctrinated in this offense, he could be a threat going into Tampa Bay.
What did you think about Cincinnati and winning for the first time in 31 years, getting the playoff win? Zach Taylor and the job he's done with Joe Burrow there has just been incredible.
It really has been. You know, remember, and I was those included who thought they were crazy for not drafting an offensive lineman. They go out and get Ja'Marr Chase. And so now they've got all these threats, Tyler Boyd, T. Higgins, Ja'Marr Chase, Joe Mixon. And we don't hear much about the offensive line issues either. And it goes to show you that if you get some good skill position, that can take the edge off of a young quarterback, and it can take the pressure off of an offensive line. And so what Zach Taylor has done, another Sean McVay protege, in a very, very tough division. That was a division that was down this year. Quarterback playing that division was either, you know, the quarterbacks were hurt, old, or just didn't play well all the time. But the fact that they capitalized on it, and they have got a stud at quarterback. I've loved Joe Burrow since his rookie year. And he is a grown man, and you can tell the way the players follow him. He relates. This is something that's going to be in play for a long time, which, you know, the Bengals haven't had since Carson Palmer was in his prime.
Yeah, man. I was listening to the Cincy radio feed on satellite, and they were over the moon. On the other sideline, though, Mike Mayock got conflicting reports about how much Gruden influenced some of his bad personnel decisions. Is it true that Harbaugh wants total control and the Raiders would give him personnel so he'd be wearing those 2 hats? That seems like a bad idea.
Yeah, that would seem different. I mean, didn't they just go through that? Unless they figured everything was working perfectly with John Gruden, didn't they just go through that? You know, and I mean, I don't know if they do that again. You know, that's just, there's already people around the league who are like, look, Mark Davis is a well-meaning guy, but you know, sometimes he doesn't know what he doesn't know. And is he asking the right people so he can't be in the know? And, you know, for him to go ahead and do that again, I mean, the one thing you're seeing in this coaching cycle is these teams are really seem to be going through a pretty thorough list of candidates. Now, part of it's because of the increased Rooney rule. You've now got to, you know, interview at least 2 outside candidates of color. But you really haven't seen any team just lock in on a guy. And if they just lock into him, that would just be real, you know, intriguing. I would hope that Mark Davis and those guys exhaust their resources, find the right person, and not just lock in on a guy.
Steve, while we're talking about that, I know you've written a bunch of stuff. You've talked about it on various shows on NFL Network about the Rooney Rule and the hiring practices. You know, and year in and year out, it seems like the conversation doesn't change. I know for 20 years I've been saying the same stuff. And, you know, we get the aberration of a coach here and there, but for the most part, the process is still the same. And I'm curious to know, like, for example, Eric Bieniemy, has that cooled off? Is he going to get a job now, 2 years removed from being obviously the hottest candidate? I haven't heard his name, but I'm hearing guys like Gerard Mayo, who's been an assistant coach for like 3 months.
Look, this is how it's been historically, and people can say, "Oh, Steve White just popping off." Whatever. Look at the historical data. I know sometimes facts confuse people, you know, but
I've been watching your Twitter too. I've been watching your Twitter. Go ahead.
Oh my God. My Twitter is really, it can be very entertaining. I'm a pretty dry guy, but you know, you come in my dojo, you might get kicked in the gut or lower. And so You know, but when you look at, you know, historically, there'll be a hot black candidate for real. You know, again, I go back to a couple years ago, even with the Falcons, Terrell Austin, a guy they interviewed there. He was the hot guy a couple years ago. You don't hear his name anymore. He didn't get a couple jobs. You don't hear his name anymore. Eric Bieniemy may be in that wind now. He may be in that wind where he was hot. He was hot. The Chiefs are still the best team in the AFC or one of the best teams in the AFC. He's done nothing different. But now all of a sudden he's not hot. You know, it's just really intriguing to see, you know, some of the excuses. Oh, he doesn't interview well. He doesn't do that. So you're telling me every dude who gets a job interviews well.
Right.
You know, just all of the constant moving of the goalposts as to why a guy's not hot anymore or right. why a guy doesn't get a job continues to be – actually, it's a mounting pattern despite the efforts of the league office. Remember, the lack of diversity is not a league office issue. They are incentivizing teams. They are putting people out there, putting names out there for people to do their homework on. This is an ownership issue because a lot of times ownership, they hire search firms who have no people of color or no pipelines to people of color, but they keep on recycling dudes or taking chances on guys because Bill Belichick or someone gives a call and says, you should check this guy out. Mm.
Yeah, and again, we haven't had a chance to debrief since the David Cutty thing went down in Houston, which is just criminal. I mean, just how and that's something where everyone just kind of operates like business as usual. Like, they literally did a token African-American head coach for a year as if somehow that buys them some sort of goodwill. It's criminal.
Well, I mean, there's also, you know, people in the league are like, well, that's the text. But optically, it's horrible. It'd be very interesting to see who they hire. A lot of people have linked Brian Flores to that organization, but why would Brian Flores go to an organization with the ownership issue and some of the dysfunction in the front office?
Right.
You know, that's, you know, that job. I mean, if you are a coach of color, once again, there's only 32 of them, right? That's what people say, but you got to be careful where you're going. As Flores found out in Miami, if there's all kind of ownership issues for decades, right, and front office instability for decades, that if you go there, yeah, you may get your bread, you may get generationally wealthy, but it could be the end of your, you know, potential coaching career if you don't set yourself up for the long haul.
Steve Weiss, our guest, guys, NFL Network. You watch him, follow him on social media, and if you come into his dojo, he said, you better be ready. Let's talk about moving ahead. Packers got some rest this last week. Titans got rest, and they have Derrick Henry coming back. The edge always goes to the team that has the bye. But I really like the way San Francisco's coming into this thing, especially off of this win against Dallas. Can this carry over, and can the Bengals go to Tennessee and do something special?
San Francisco, to me, their issue is if Jimmy G is healthy. They talked about, you know, he got the hand. Now he's got a sprained throwing shoulder. And then Nick Bosa with the concussion, can he come back in time? And can linebacker Fred Warner come back in time? I think they're all – you know, look, I don't know. I'm not a doctor, but I'm going to pretend to be one. I think they'll all at least give it a shot. The Packers are really good, though. I mean, they are a physical football team. The Packers know the style. Remember, LaFleur is a Shanahan protege. And the defensive coordinator for the Packers, Joe Barry, used to be with the Rams, right? So he knows everything that's going on right there. So it'll be interesting because right now the 49ers are just – they're wrecking balls on the defense. I mean, it is going to be hard for the Packers to run, but they've got the one quarterback who, if he's got to throw it 50 times, you say, okay, throw it 50 times. And so it's going to be a very good game. I still like Green Bay at home. The Bengals and Tennessee, I don't know if this is a great matchup for Cincinnati just because the Titans are who they are. They're going to line up. They're going to come at you and dare you to stop them. And if Henry's in there to go with Dante Foreman, and they're going to continue to pound on you, it'll just be intriguing. It's just a matter of if the Bengals can get some points on the board early with Joey Burrow and those wide receivers and Joe Mixon to really make the Texans play from behind. The Titans play from behind.
Yeah, I saw a video today, by the way, Steve, where Derrick Henry was getting contact at practice. So they had some of the DBs, not the big boys, but the DBs kind of like throwing some elbows at him to see if he can go. The Green Bay spread is 6. Everything else is close. So, I mean, you think this is the year Kansas City could fall to Buffalo, or Buffalo just can't handle when Mahomes starts moving around?
No, I think every team in the AFC is vulnerable. And the way Buffalo looked on both sides of the ball and the way Leslie Frazier scheming stuff up, that's going to be a fantastic game. I mean, again, this is ball. This is a ball security game. Whoever gives it up the most is probably going to lose this ball game. It sounds simple, but that's the way the NFL is played right now. But I think these two teams are as even as it gets.
Steve Weiss, great job as always, man. Looking forward to seeing how these playoffs continue to play out. Watch Steve and check him out on NFL Network. We'll talk to you next week, brother.
Appreciate you guys.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.